Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast
Radio. D&G McCormick Quinn forwarded me a detailed report yesterday. It's the land, the latest agricultural land market review and outlook report. And Joe Bishop from the D&G McCormick Quinn joins me in studio. Good morning to you, Joe.
Morning, Alan.
So, Joe, there's a forecast of 6% increase in national average farmland sales prices for 2024. That's and, of course, correct. The question anyone listening to us in farming land here in Wexford is going to say, what's the percentage in Wexford going to be? Is that the same or is it going to be above that?
Well, that's the national average. It's the outlook for 2024. If you look into the report in further detail, what it does say is that and the first quarter of 24 has been very evident of this. It's the climate change issue that we're experiencing. So what the report says, that's the prediction, but it will very much depend on how the rest of the year goes from a weather point of view, and then the markets in terms of the cereal markets and in terms of the national and international dairy markets. So they all impact or will impact on that growth.
So with an 11% increase in the average value of non-residential agricultural land in 2023, what are the implications then for farmers looking to expand or invest? Are there implications?
Well, the implications really come down to, in if you look at the land market for 23, you'll find that about 60 to 65% of it was driven from the dairy sector. And the balance then between beef and tillage arable and investors. So what they'll look at for 24 is obviously interest rate rises potentially, or and especially milk price increases, or and the cost of production coupled with weather conditions that we're now experiencing. And as I said earlier, if that can actually stabilise and settle and we're through to a good summer, that 6% is predictable, you know.
I've gone headlong into this, but I'd like you to give your analysis on a D&G McCormick Quinn. I'd like to thank Gary for sending me a 34-page report yesterday, my former tennis partner, your partner. Morning to you, Gary. But I mean, it's very, very detailed and it is well worth reading, but it takes a lot of reading to get through it now. So what have you made of it?
It's very detailed. It's the 11th report. It's the 11th annual report. It's a collaboration between the Society of Chartered Surveyors, so the Valuation and Auctioneering Division with the Society of Chartered Surveyors and Chagas, right? So it's the 11th annual report. A very interesting element of it, if I can just hone in on it, is this year there's a special feature in relation to renewable energy opportunities. So while we're looking at the topic of climate and climate change, some of the opportunities here for farmers or landowners going forward could be, and it's down to our national commitment for climate change by 2030, is the whole idea of increased solar farms, anaerobic digestion, and obviously more inshore.
What did you say? Anaerobic
digestion. It's for the production of methane gas, right, or biomethane. So how that works is, the anaerobic digester is developed, but you need, in order to feed that and produce gas, you need to feed it with products such as grass silage, for example, maize silage, all those crops. So they will potentially take up more agricultural land, right? Mm-hmm. So increasing demand and so on. On the area or the topic of solar energy, solar power, solar farms, what you're looking at there, again, is by 2030, a possible increase of about 40,000 acres, right? And that's could be very attractive to some landowners in terms of very long-term leases, okay? Of course, the report states, and we would always state, get separate and independent legal and tax advice on that if going down that road. In the area of inshore wind farm, again, the report suggests that there'll be at least another 5,000 to 6,000 acres required for that over the next 5 to 6 years. But the biggest area in terms of the demand from an agricultural land point of view under renewable energy will certainly come through the anaerobic digestion plant system, where there's possibly 300,000 acres required for the production of those crops, with about 150 to 200 anaerobic digestion plants throughout the state. So it's huge. It's a huge business. It's a huge industry. But it will put pressure on conventional agriculture as we know it. So, you know, if you're taking land out of production
So it's an evolving landscape, Joe.
Absolutely.
So what advice are people like you, or for that matter, experts, giving farmers and investors who have to navigate what you've described there, which is an evolving landscape?
I mean, from an advisory point of view, I suppose Chagas would be very much at the forefront on that end of it, for farmers directly. But what we're seeing in practice is terms of land sales. So from what we see on the ground, you're looking at a lot of probate and executor sales coming on stream, right? So, or as people retire out of farming and maybe no one is taking over, we're seeing land coming on stream for long-term rentals. So not necessarily on the open market for sale. In a lot of cases, families are retaining the family farm or the land holding, but maybe not actively farming themselves. Yeah. So we are seeing farms become larger, and some farmers retiring, getting out, some family farmers leasing long term to neighbours or neighbouring farms.
All right, thank you for joining me in studio. Where can D&G and McCormick Quinn come into the equation then? What do people, how can you benefit the farming community with this?
Well, we're always here. We're always here to receive a call, any emails, interest, anything like that. We're here to provide a service, as you know, and we'd welcome any contact.
And the priority call or the primary call that you, the question that you will be most likely to be asked because of all of this, this massive report, what do you think will be the most pressing question that people will raise with you?
The availability of land, pretty much, and in the next very, very short period, where is farming going in the next 4 to 5 years?
After a very difficult time, a terrible time with the weather, etc. So,
for sure.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you, Alan.
The report is very easy to access as well. It's the CSI Chagas 2024 Agricultural Land Report.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.